Left calls for army of citizen detectives to monitor and report Trump supporters. By Joshua Klein on January 19, 2021. Many on the left are promoting a recent video created by novelist and left-wing activist Don Winslow, which calls upon citizens to become cyber detectives to monitor and report fellow citizen Trump supporters to authorities, while comparing the work of this army of citizens to that which led to the capture of Al-Qaeda founder Osama bin Laden. On January 20, Donald Trump will become the commander-in-chief of a different army, the slightly over two-minute clip begins. The words "this army" are then displayed as Trump supporters in Washington, D.C., flash on the screen. The threat addressed is described as emanating from radical conservatives who live among us. The clip continues. "The greatest threat facing America today comes from within. Radical extreme conservatives, also known as domestic terrorists. They're hidden among us, disguised behind regular jobs. They are your children's teachers. They work at supermarkets, malls, doctor's offices. And many are police officers and soldiers." The video, which has received over 3.5 million views since, then claims that the president will begin a civil war once out of office and that ordinary citizens must fight back. In the years ahead, Trump will lead his army of domestic terrorists. He will encourage and incite violence, the clip states. He will start a civil war. "We have to fight back," the clip continues. "In this new war, the battlefield has changes. Computers can be more valuable than guns. And this is what we need now more than ever, an army of citizen detectives." The narrator then reiterates the clip's bold call. "I'm proposing we form a citizen army," he says. "Our weapons will be computers and cell phones. We who are monitoring extremists on the internet and reporting their findings to authorities." Outrageously, the clip then compares this army of citizens against Trump supporters to the monitoring and discovery of arch-terrorist Osama bin Laden. "Remember, before the Navy SEALs killed Osama bin Laden, he had to be found," the clip continues. "He was found by a CIA analyst working on a computer thousands of miles away." Concluding with the call to action, the clip calls upon viewers to understand that the success of this army is in their hands. "It's up to you," the video concludes, adding the hashtag #TrumpsNewArmy. The hashtag has seen tens of thousands of tweets since. Winslow, the producer of the clip, is a best-selling author of nearly two dozen crime and mystery novels, as well as a screenwriter, and has been the recipient of many prestigious awards. His thriller The Death and Life of Bobby Z, 1997, was turned into a film starring Paul Walker and Lawrence Fishburne. Winslow also wrote the adaptation of Savages into a film of the same name, with Oliver Stone directing. He has been a continual critic of the Trump administration. In October, Winslow produced a Joe Biden campaign ad narrated by left-wing actor Jeff Daniels, which took aim at President Trump in an effort to flip Michigan blue. Winslow added several messages when publicizing the new clip, clarifying just how far he seeks to go. Winslow called for a citizen army patrolling the internet, ready to expose, identify, notify law enforcement, and notify employers. "I'm calling for an army of citizen detectives to fight hashtag Trump's new army of white supremacy. Will you help? Will you spread word?" he wrote. "This video is a call to action," he reiterates. "No one in hashtag Trump's new army should be given a pass," he wrote in one tweet, while clarifying in another that members of Trump's new army include Senator Ted Cruz, Senator Josh Hawley, and GOP Representative Lauren Boebert. Many on the left have already begun promoting the clip and encouraging viewers to sign on. "America or Trump," wrote Pulitzer Prize-winning senior art critic and New York Magazine columnist Jerry Saltz. "An army of citizens prepared to root out and arrest hashtag Trump's new army in their new cause of civil war and right-wing domestic terrorism." How many domestic terrorists will T inspire to violence against Americans in the next year? Asked Miami-based Huffington Post columnist Grant Stern. "Probably a lot. Hashtag Trump's new army. Arrest every traitor," wrote former congressional candidate from Florida Dr. Dina Grayson. "Spread this everywhere," wrote liberal radio host Chip Franklin. "The domestic terrorists are standing back, again. And standing by, again," wrote Emmy-winning marketing director Ryan Bell. "Hashtag Trump's new army will continue to be a danger to our nation after he is no longer president." another powerful and poignant video from at Don Winslow America It's Up to Us. Wrote author slash activist and Huffington Post contributor Aria Yeager. If you want democracy participate in ensuring it succeeds. Please RT. Spread hashtag Trump's new army by at Don Winslow far and wide. Wrote former editor-in-chief and co-founder of Hill reporter James Kosher. What happens to hashtag cult 45 when their dear leader blows them off to focus on his prosecution in New York? Asked Hill reporter contributing writer Tara Dublin. Hashtag Trump's new army is a hashtag dipshit militia of losers who thought their whiteness would protect them, and nope hashtag MAGAs, over. It is up to all of us, in this together, wrote filmmaker Adam Rifkin. Faux conservative anti-Trump Lincoln Project senior advisor for Veterans Affairs Fred Wellman called to turn in the insurrectionists and racists. Don is right. It's up to us, wrote Wellman. Do you love this country? Fight for it, he added. We can't let these insurrectionists and racists take it from us. Turn them in. Fight for our democracy. Hashtag Trump's new army. Anti-Trump activist Majid Empadelin, a.k.a. Brooklyn Dad Defiant, with a Twitter following of over 840,000, was among the strongest supporters of the initiative. Hashtag Trump's new army is vile. And we know who they are, he wrote. They are our teachers. They are our neighbors. They are our police officers. They are everywhere. Expose their treason. Trump's army is still here, hiding amongst us, he added. They are traitors. They are evil. And they must be rooted out. Referencing the September 11th terror attacks, Padelin reiterated the need to expose the terrorists. After 9/11, we were told, if you see something, say something, he wrote. We have terrorists in our midst. Some of us know these people. It is our patriotic duty to expose them. Save a life. Say something. Expose hashtag Trump's new army. Spread this new gem by at Don Winslow far and wide, wrote reallyamerican.com. A super PAC dedicated to defending truth, democracy, social justice, and environment and fighting to end the nightmare of the Trump presidency and right-wing rule. But not everyone commended the clip's message. This video is diabolical, painting millions of citizens not only as disloyal to the nation but as literal terrorists as it attempts to draft the rest into fighting their neighbors in a civil war the filmmakers clearly desire, wrote podcaster Brett Weinstein. I stand with all patriots against this madness, he added. You are delusional, replied DJ Brian Daw. Once again, your blanket stereotyping of all Trump supporters and conservatives in general is some Hitler versus the Jew shit. You should be at least temporarily disabled by Twitter for inciting violence, but there is a clear double standard on this platform, he added. This is so dangerous it's hard to sum up in a tweet, responded producer and director Robbie Starbuck. It puts a target on the head of every conservative, calls for war and propagandizes to form a vigilante group that would narc on neighbors. If Hitler or Stalin were alive today, they'd proudly use your video, he added. Sick and evil. Hey, at Jack at Twitter Safety. Found actual incitement of violence in case you're interested in enforcing your own rules at any point, quipped Twitter user Eric Spencer. The notion of associating Trump supporters with terrorism is not novel to Winslow's initiative. Last week, Representative Eric Swalwell, DCA, stated during PBS's impeachment coverage that President Trump had radicalized his supporters the same way the late terrorist leader Osama bin Laden had. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.